Someone hung a decorative surfboard up where your records and movies belong. This light makes it nearly impossible to see if they fixed all the cracks in the wall.
WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Good morning, Medford. This is WMFO Medford 91.5, streaming on WMFO.org. I am Rick. I'm here with Eric. Say good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning.
There he is. You have a natural radio voice. You sound great.
Oh, shucks.
Put on a little Esquivel in the background there. We are filling in for Mike on the mic this morning. Mike will actually be in at 9, I believe. He's just bumped his shift back a little bit, so we're going to fill in for him for a couple of hours. I usually host the Exactly What Nobody Wanted show on Friday mornings, but I'm delighted to be able to fill in for Mike, who is, you know, a WMFO legend. He's been here forever, so it's a real, real pleasure to be able to be here this morning with Eric. Eric Rochamel, longtime Medford guy, musician, drummer, an all-around good dude. We'll be here, and we're going to pick some tunes and have some good conversation and see where the morning takes us here on Tufts Freeform Radio. Kate Pearson of the B-52s has a new single out with the band Pylon Reenactment Society. So let's do a little Kate Pearson appreciation set here, starting with the B-52s' very first album. No, I'm not going to play Rock Lobster because everybody plays Rock Lobster. Here's Downtown from the B-52s on WMFO.
Downtown.
Downtown.
When you run down, the light is making you frown.
over the line. One step over the line. One step over the line. One step over the line. How to fix it? How to do it? So smoothly. How did you do it? How'd you fix it?
Pearson on the new Pylon Reenactment Society single. Just came out yesterday. She sounds great. Kate Pearson from the B-52s. Before that song, we heard her sing on REM's classic Shiny Happy People. And at the top of that set, we heard her with the B-52s on their first album, singing Downtown. I'm Rick. I'm here with Eric. We're filling in for Mike on the Mic on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Eric, you were telling me while we were listening to that set that Shiny Happy People was REM's least favorite song. Is that right?
That's what I heard. Yeah. I think it was an interview with, it might have been Peter Buck.
Okay.
Or Stipe, one of the two. And they were asked, like, is there... Regret is probably too strong of a word, but they're like, you know, is there any song or, and it was Shiny Happy.
Yeah, right, really.
And it was, yeah, it was kind of like, you know, not quite sure why we did that. Like,
they singled that one out,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Out of all, you know.
You know, it's funny. I can't say that Out of Time is my favorite REM album, but of course, that came out when I was in college, when you were in college, and that to me is the college REM album. So you kind of got to love it for that. And there's some good songs on there.
Yeah, there's some great songs on there.
But it was I don't know. I can't say it was my favorite. And we were just talking about the fact that the video for Shiny Happy People has not aged real well.
Yeah.
It's real dated looking now.
And even, And even REM in general, like everybody has their chapter. Yeah. Like, you know, hardcore, murmur.
Yeah.
In the beginnings and then kind of midway and then late bloomers.
Yeah.
You know.
So did you stick with, I know you're a big REM fan from way back. Did you stick with REM past Monster, past the later albums into their...
Yeah.
Did
I
you?
Did. Yeah. I did. There was like, you know, some that I like better than others for sure, but yeah, I stuck it out. Hmm. I stuck it out, you know. Even Monster, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I like Monster.
Yeah.
I guess I... What were some of the other later ones? Up.
Yeah.
Some of the later ones I had a hard time with.
Yeah, Up I had a little harder time with, but there was still some good songs out there. I was a diehard.
To the bitter end.
Yeah. You
know. All right, well, I from what I understand, Michael Stipe is working on some new music of his own. So we'll have to see how you feel about that. We'll have to come back and you can talk about what you think about Stipe's solo stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Rick and Eric on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're filling in for Mike on the mic. Mike is coming in at 9, I think. So we're taking his shift. Of course, Mike is a longtime WMFO DJ, and we're delighted to be here filling in for him this morning. Coming up next, we've got a pick from Eric, a musician that I'd never heard of until last night. Paul Pena coming up with his song, The River. And this goes back to 1971. So this is Freeform on WMFO.
Yes, the river. sitting here tonight thinking. I'm thinking of all the lovely people that I'm gonna miss when I leave the land where I was born. And you're one of the most prominent ones, my dear, because I know that you've been kicked around because, like, though you have money, and all the people behind you had money, you were into good time, and you were into sending your heart out to all the people and really digging on them, and just really digging on them, just being happy. And this is what I've got to say to you tonight. Finally I'm leaving. For at last I understand that many of the people that I knew and thought were my closest friends, Lord, their heads are in another land.
Woman, how can this be? you don't miss your water. Till your well run dry. You don't miss your water, baby. No, 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 you don't miss your water, baby. Mama, you just don't miss your water. Oh, baby. Now you just.
How do you dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please, all that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine, bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out, all the way, every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Robert Finley from his brand new album, Black Bayou. I gotta say, that album, start to finish, just excellent. And I guess it was produced by Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys. And I have to say, I'm not usually a Black Keys fan. I feel like Dan Auerbach can sometimes be one of those producers that goes in and makes everything sound like Dan Auerbach. But man, whatever he did on this new Robert Finley album, magic. It's good stuff. Before that, we heard Taj Mahal with You Don't Miss Your Water Till Your Well Runs Dry, going back to 1968 from the album Natural Blues. And at the top of the set, Paul Pena with The River from his self-titled album. As I was saying, Paul Pena's new to me. Eric, who is here with me, I'm Rick. Eric's here with me in the studio. Eric introduced me to him last night, and man, what a song, what a musician. But Eric, you were telling me that Paul Pena didn't have the happiest of lives.
No, diabetes, pancreatic cancer, and passed at age 55.
And he was in a fire?
Yeah.
His room burned?
A bedroom fire.
Yeah.
And suffered from smoke inhalation and was like in a coma for like 4 days.
Good golly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he and still sang after that.
Oh, really?
Like, I think so, yeah.
But he died young, 55.
Yeah, 55 in 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but amazing. Amazing singer-songwriter. Wrote Jet Airliner for Steve Miller Band.
All right.
You know?
You know, like, I get the feeling that he's probably, like I was saying, one of those singer-songwriters who probably, if he didn't write a bunch of songs that you know from other musicians, he probably assisted, right? You get that kind of feeling.
You get that feeling, for sure. Yeah.
And apparently he was also an expert in Tuvan throat singing.
Yeah. I'll have to watch it. We'll have to watch it. But it's Genghis Blues, a film that he was a part of, or, you know, a documentary that he does some throat singing on there.
One, you know, I have to wonder, how do you come to Tuvan throat singing? How do you end up making that sort of your hobby? I don't know, right? You wake up one day and just start going at it? I don't know.
Regional? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, right. It's very strange. Well, he was Cape Verde and he wasn't Mongolian. I was thinking, well, maybe it was like a family thing, but no, he wasn't. He wasn't
Cape
Mongolian.
Verde, yeah.
All right, so this is Rick and Eric on WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming on WMFO.org. We're filling in for Mike on the mic. Mike will be here at 9, but in the meantime, we're warming you up to get you ready for his show. Okay, so Eric and I were talking this morning about music that was important to us as young people, like what kind of music sort of turned you into a lifelong music lover or rock lover or alternative music lover? Like, what kind of music, what songs made you go, wow, that's really cool and not like anything that I've heard before? So we're going to play a set here, two songs from each of us, two songs from me, two songs from Eric that were important to us as young people that turned us into music lovers. And there's going to be a little, I think there's going to be a little tonal dissonance here, because it's an interesting list. All right, so we're going to go first. I'm going to play one of mine, then one of Eric's, then one of mine, then one of Eric's. Anyway, it's an eclectic mix, let's just say that, here on WMFO. Now I'm hooked on you. I need some time to get it right. Your love's gone.
And race from this hole she comes.
Jam with a live. There it is. 1991 from their album 10. I hope if you're out driving around this morning, running errands, getting coffee, whatever, that you were singing at the top of your lungs to that song, because that's what you have to do when you hear it. Before that, we heard Husker Du with Something I Learned Today from their album Zen Arcade from 1984, and Stone Roses with Waterfall from their great first album. And at the top of that set was Yaz with Don't Go, going back to when? When was it? I think that was 80s, right? Anyway, I'm Rick. I'm here in the studio with Eric. And those are the songs. Those are the songs that we felt like were kind of formative for us in terms of becoming lifelong music lovers. Eric's songs are more substantive than mine. Don't Go by Yaz. I mean, it was an important song for me. I remember where I was when I heard it. I remember who played it for me. I remember my reaction to it. Is it going to be on anybody's list of the top best pop songs of all time? Probably not, but, you know, it's up there. But Eric is a drummer, and he picked Alive because he remembers loving the sound of the drums on that album.
Yeah, it's true. That crisp snare and just the clear-cut driving. It's kind of funny. That's what stood out more than Eddie or anything.
Right, the drumming. Yeah. Maybe you had the mix wrong on the stereo or something, that you picked out the drums on that. Not the guitar, not the vocals. That's funny. And Waterfall.
Yeah.
For Stone Roses.
Yeah. Yep. I stumbled across it on a little radio station out in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, The Planet. And just was dialing.
Yeah.
And I had never heard of them.
And it grabbed
before,
you.
And it grabbed me. And that was it.
By the way, this is WMFO Medford. I'm Rick, here with Eric. We're filling in for Mike on the mic. He's usually here from 7 to 9 in the mornings. He's been working that slot for years here at WMFO, but he's coming in at 9, so we're the warm-up act here. But so anyway, I'm sorry, Eric, you were saying you heard it on The Planet.
Yeah.
So in Missouri.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
In Springfield, Missouri. And it was just we didn't have I went to school there, and we didn't have college radio, but there was a college radio station, ish station that somebody just, started. And I heard that song and it just was brand new to me.
Yeah.
That all of it, Fire Hose and they started Soup Dragons.
Soup Dragons. It's weird how often Soup Dragons comes up in conversation with you, Eric. Not a band I would expect to come up as often as it does. So The Planet, and that was back in the day when you could have little radio stations like that, little local alternative.
Absolutely. Stations. Late 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And those days are gone.
Long gone.
Right? But
long
we're keeping gone. The tradition alive here at WMFO, right? Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM and streaming on